Heavenly Father, we come before you on this evening and give you thanks and praise for the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. This day is a sign of hope that you will fulfill the promise you made to raise us up and to bring us into your presence, that you prepared a place for all of us. And so we thank you for the message that you share with us, the reinforcement that you are a faithful God, never abandon your children, but you walk with us faithfully. Help us to walk with you faithfully and to seek to do everything in our power to help other people come into your family. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Good evening. So just a word of thanks to Sofia and Alejandra and her parents for bringing them to this moment. You know, they were baptized as infants, I'm pretty sure, as babies like the rest of us. But their parents have lovingly followed through and helped them to come to our confirmation classes. I want to thank Paul and all of our catechists and our faith formation programs here at St. Thomas Parish for helping you as parents be the best of teachers by what you say and do. That was in the rite of baptism, if you can remember back that far. I just did several last Saturday. So we thank God for that. And like I said, you know, before we started Mass, you know, come with an expectant faith. We always have to come to every sacrament with an expectant faith. Amen. So you've all come here tonight with an expectant faith. And I've come tonight with an expectant faith that my homily won't bomb. Amen. So, you know, it's pretty easy actually to say beautiful things about Our Lady because she's just amazing and awesome. And I know I've told you in the past about my own healing that I received, my first pilgrimage I made to a Marian shrine. And I had a lot of stuff on my heart. My little niece had just died at 3 months and just a lot of things were going on. But I said, Lord, there's one thing I want to ask you to do for me during these next 2 weeks. You know, heal my relationship with your mother because I'm suspicious of her. And there's a number of reasons for that. I grew up with a lot of Protestant friends who don't understand Mary and would just say things about her that weren't very complimentary. And so, you know, so I kind of had a suspicion. But going into the seminary, I read all these documents. Priests should feel especially close to the Blessed Mother and on and on and on and on. Well, I didn't feel that. So I went on this pilgrimage and said, Lord, there's just one thing I'm really, really asking from the bottom of my heart. And you know what? He granted that so much better than I ever expected. I couldn't even begin to tell you just what an amazing trip that was. And now I totally understand that Mary always points to Jesus. She always points to Jesus. She's humble and she knows her place, that she's the creature and God is the creator. And that's why her proclamation, the Magnificat, which we'll read tomorrow during the Mass readings for the day, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. So she will always do whatever he tells you. Didn't she tell us that in the Gospel of John, the wedding in Cana? So that's our best advice ever. Do whatever he tells you, not what you want to do. So number one, Mary is the model of discipleship. She totally trusted in the Lord. And I said this a couple weeks ago, but God kind of broke through her life and just ruined her plans. You know, she had everything set out, going to marry Joseph, do the normal things and the customs and follow the law. And all of a sudden, no, I have another plan for you. And she didn't complain and stomp her feet in the ground like some people would do. She just said, no, you're a good God and I'll do it. I'll give myself entirely to you for your plan and purpose of salvation for the world. And if every Christian, every baptized person acted like that, wouldn't the world be really different right now? Don't you believe that? If we totally said yes to God and not had all these conditions on our discipleship, wow, the world would be so different. So she's the model par excellence for all of us to imitate. And I guess part of the reason, you know, maybe some of our Protestant brothers and sisters, you know, don't understand why we honor her so much is because there's so few passages in Scripture. Well, there doesn't need to be a lot of passages in Scripture. The ones that are in there are profound, you know. She's the mother of our Savior. And just out of reverence for moms and motherhood, you know, you honor her just for that. But she's also the example par excellence for us is what we're created to be, free without sin, holy and righteous in His sight all the days of our life, right? And so she's a great example. But I think possibly because there's not a lot of attention given to her in Scripture that people just kind of forget her. And I was even listening to a song, which I really like, but they left Mary out of it. All these holy women, it's like, how dare you? And so I quit listening to it after that. I had my own temper tantrum. Don't mess with the mother. Don't say anything bad about her. Don't diss her. She's awesome. Amen? And listen to your mothers too. I shouldn't, because my mom's probably watching this like, you don't listen to me. I'm trying, really. The ultimate goal of this celebration is celebrating God's faithfulness. You know, when we honor the Blessed Mary, Virgin Mary, if you listen to the preface real carefully, it's all about God. So we're not, you know, trying to take anything away from the Lord and his redemptive work on Calvary. We're trying to add to it and saying that we can be part of his working this out in our world by saying yes to God's plan. So what we're celebrating tonight is God's faithfulness, that he faithfully led Mary through her vocation, even through the twists and turns and the fleeing into Egypt and the agony at the foot of the cross, and then the prophecy of Simeon in Luke 1 when she presented him in the temple. You know, he faithfully walked with her and led her to this wonderful moment where the Lord in his grace and mercy took her up into heaven, body and soul. And so we believe that. And this is just a reminder to us, too, that no matter how bad things get in our world, God is going to take care of us. Do you believe that? God is, he's a good God. He'll take care of us. Not always in the way we ask him to. You know, he's not a tame lion. You always hear me say that. But he's a good lion, and he will always come to our assistance when we most desperately need him. But sometimes we try to call the shots, and that's not how it works. And Mary knew that she was submissive and humble to the plan that God had for her and believed it was the best thing she could do. And so we're called to imitate that as well. But this is ultimately a celebration of God's faithfulness. And then lastly, and this relates to confirmation, you know, she is the spouse of the Holy Spirit. That's one of my favorite titles for her, the spouse of the Holy Spirit, because when the Holy Spirit came down upon her, she conceived through his power Jesus, our Lord and Savior, the Word made flesh. And so she knew how to listen in silence to God and to the Holy Spirit, the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We need that more than ever in our very confused world today with so much noise and social media. I just recently sat down with somebody and said, I'm so glad I didn't grow up with a cell phone and social media. I said, me too. I think it would have really warped my upbringing more than it already was warped if that had been part of it. It's just so empty and just trying to get likes and then people just saying hateful things without even looking into the eyes of another person. That's not following the promptings of the Holy Spirit. We heard last week in the second reading from Ephesians 4:15, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. Well, right before that it said, never use words that tear people down, but only words that build them up. Mary did that. She spoke words of life because the Lord of life was inside of her and overshadowed her. And so we look to her and her intercession that we too pray for that docility of the Holy Spirit, where we're tracking with, what does God have for me to do here today? What work do you want me to do for you, Lord? I know this didn't turn out the way I thought it would. It's not a lost cause. You're still Lord. What do you want me to do for you today? And some days, you know, in our lives, we have our little plans and our little stick-it notes, and we have everything, and then life just happens, and people come in we didn't ask to come in, and things happen. But if you're always being docile to the promptings of the Holy Spirit, you'll be able to kind of shift gears and move and be an affirmation and blessing for the people around you, even when it's not part of your plan, it's part of his plan. Amen? So she shows us that. So Lord, we thank you for our Blessed Mother Mary, and she's amazing, and we just pray for her mantle to come down upon all of us and to protect us and keep us close to your Sacred Heart, and that her example inspire us to be more like her, totally trusting and not afraid to suffer for the cause of the faith, so that hearts may be laid bare. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.